Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Parah. Today we'll be learning Chapter 12, Mishnah 6, and Mishnah 7. Hamaza be'ezov tameh. If someone sprinkles with a impure hyssop, im yesh bo kebeya, if it's the size of an egg, hamayim psulim, the water is unfit. Vazaya so psulo, and the sprinkling is unfit because something food the size of an egg conveys tumah. Ein bo kebeya, if it's less than an egg, hamayim kasherim, then the water is fit, vizayaso psula, but the sprinkling is no good, because, again, a hyssop that was picked for food can, if it's less than the size of an egg, so it doesn't convey tuma, but it wasn't picked to sprinkle with, and it has to be pure, and it has to be picked to sprinkle with. Umetame es chavero. And therefore, if it touches another hyssop, it makes that hyssop impure. V'chaver es chaver, and its friend touches the next one, it makes that one impure. Afil hein mea, even up to 100. Mishnah 7. Hatahor lechatas shenitma yadav. So if the hands of someone who was pure for chatas become impure because they touched something with someone with first degree impurity or holy writings, which only render the hands impure, derabanan, nit magufa, makes the whole body tame, umetame is chavero, and if he touches his friend, it makes his whole body tame, vechavero and his friend, vechavero and his friend, afil heimea, even if there are 100. Tomorrow we'll learn Perek 12, Mishnah 8, and Mishnah 9.